The Truth Commentary with Rob Pugh, publisher of the Wisconsin Christian News, a ministry dedicated to the truth revealed through Jesus Christ, encouraging listeners to stand boldly as the King's return is at hand.
Net zero, that's the plan put forth by globalist tyrants pushing the false narrative of a climate change crisis. Net zero is supposed to mean that by the year 2030, just 6 years from now, human beings will be putting zero so-called greenhouse gases into the atmosphere. Because according to the globalist narrative, if we don't drastically act now, human beings will destroy the world with CO2. In 2015, the Paris Agreement was adopted at the UN Climate Change Conference. It took effect November 4 of 2016. Donald Trump took us out of the Paris Agreement when he took office. Biden signed us up again on his first day. This agreement is a legally binding international treaty on climate change. So assuming it would be possible for all the nations of the Earth to get to net zero in the next 6 years, what will the result be? U.S. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm recently testified before the Senate Energy Committee and dodged repeated questions on this, but basically stated not much. Reputable scientists agree. First, it will be impossible to reach what they call net zero, and even if we did, it would have virtually no effect on the Earth's climate. Even the UN's climate cabal has admitted the best we could possibly hope for is less than a 1 degree rise in overall global temperatures. But how is this climate change crisis and the globalist net zero plan affecting us? Well, going back to the years when Obama was officially in office, he instigated sweeping new EPA restrictions affecting existing power plants and halting the expansion of new ones. He stated at the time that anyone interested in launching new coal plants would be free to do so, but he also vowed to make sure that his new regulations would ensure that if they tried, they'd go bankrupt. It was at this same time that he admitted the new regulations would cause the price of energy in this country to skyrocket. Now in his third term, with Biden acting as his proxy, energy independence for America is completely a thing of the past. Pipelines have been shut down, new power plants have not been built, even as the regime is pushing to make everything electric, so as to reduce our carbon footprint. So while we'll need an enormous amount of additional electric power, they're making it impossible for us to produce it. This is by design. But let's look for a minute at the idea of climate change. It should be noted that the Earth has indeed warmed, but it has also cooled over the past 100 years. We see periods of above normal temperatures as well as periods of below normal temperatures, above normal snowfall and below normal snowfall. These are cycles we go through, and honest scientists will tell you that there's nothing to suggest we're facing catastrophic climate change anytime in the foreseeable future. What's more, greenhouse gas emissions in the U.S. have actually fallen more than 25% over the past decade. Do you remember a few years ago when a team of climate change scientists traveled to Antarctica to prove their claims of global warming? Their ship was trapped in the ice there for weeks. God definitely has a great sense of humor. And according to CFAC.org, the idea that there is a scientific consensus does not hold up. Scientists who are skeptical about dangerous man-made climate change have been speaking out for years. Even those who have been alarmist about climate change for years are now admitting they don't know what the climate's doing. CFAC goes on to say, the claim that 97% of scientists agree is based on 77 anonymous scientists who responded to an online survey. The survey started out by seeking opinions from 10,257 scientists. However, the survey author selectively whittled down the responses to just 77 scientists. So the 97% consensus claim is not based on thousands of scientists or even hundreds, but 75 out of only 77 scientists. Thus, the often repeated 97% consensus is based on only 75 anonymous scientists. Yet on this basis, some say we should tax and eliminate hydrocarbon use, severely restricting U.S. job creation and economic growth. So we're now seeing the push to eliminate altogether the most abundant sources of energy we have, oil, natural gas, and coal. We're sinking untold trillions of dollars into things like solar and wind power, which have proven to be unreliable, extremely costly, and inefficient. Not only is the regime trying its best to phase out all internal combustion vehicles in favor of electric vehicles, now they're banning gas stoves and furnaces. In May, New York became the first state to ban gas-powered stoves, furnaces, and propane heating in all new residential buildings across the state. The law requires all electric heating and cooking in new buildings within 2 years. And last year, California ruled that by 2035, all new passenger cars and light trucks sold in that state must be electric. The globalists want everything electric under the guise of mitigating climate change. But am I the only one that sees the absurdity of this? Apparently not. Even the most vigorous virtue signalers who support whatever the latest thing from the regime may be are coming to realize the utter stupidity of the plan. This is perhaps best illustrated by electric vehicles they've been so desperately pushing. There are so many problems with electric cars, I couldn't begin to list them all. But proponents claim they're absolutely squeaky clean. No carbon emissions or nasty greenhouse gases with these. Super healthy for our environment and saving the planet, which is facing imminent disaster from us rednecks who still drive gas-powered cars. Well, according to the International Energy Agency, an electric vehicle requires 6 times the mineral inputs of a comparable internal combustion engine. In addition, EV batteries are extremely big and heavy and are made with exotic, expensive, toxic, and very flammable materials. The primary metals in EV batteries include nickel, lithium, cobalt, copper, and rare earth metals. The mining of these materials, their use in manufacturing, and their ultimate disposal all present significant environmental challenges. Nearly 100% of traditional lead-acid batteries are recycled, but only 5% of EV batteries are. Moreover, the surface area disturbed by oil drilling is relatively small, since the oil is extracted from under the ground. In contrast, the materials used to make EV batteries are obtained through open-pit horizontal mining, which is extremely damaging to wide areas of the environment. This means massive deforestation, a dramatic loss of animal habitats, not to mention that the metals to make these EV batteries are available only from a handful of third world countries where child and slave labor is commonplace. And EV vehicles are loaded with problems. First, they have very short ranges when driving. Some claim you can drive 400 miles on a single charge, but the reality is even the best of the best have a hard time making 150 to 200 miles. Once depleted, you can't simply fill up again in 5 minutes. You have to charge your car anywhere from an hour to 8 hours or more in order to drive another 150 to 200 miles. You may have seen the absurdity of the EV concept illustrated in online videos where people travel with gas-powered Honda generators so they can recharge their EVs just enough to make it to the next town where hopefully they can find a place to plug in. These new electric vehicles are also riddled with technical problems. In one case, a car was stuck on the side of the highway, completely out of power. When the owner got out to speak with a state trooper who stopped to assist, he made the mistake of closing his door. Once closed and with the car battery dead, he had no way to get back inside, thus no way to put the car back in neutral so it could be towed. And once towed, no way to open the charging port because that, too, required electricity. Volkswagen recently announced a major recall on one of their EVs because the electronic door latches can malfunction and the car doors will just open on their own while driving down the highway. Another common issue with EVs is spontaneous combustion. The batteries overheat or explode, causing massive fires. And because of the materials used in these batteries, these cars can literally burn for days, taking more than 50,000 gallons of water to try to put them out. Meanwhile, our federal government is funneling trillions into EV manufacturing. EV dealerships are giving huge rebates, but a typical new Tesla will still cost you way more than a real car. Recently, I looked at used Teslas online, and vehicles just 1 year old with very few miles on them are going for 50% to 70% less than what they were purchased for just 1 year ago. Maybe the green virtue signalers learned a lesson. Cities across the nation are definitely learning a hard lesson. According to an article on MSN.com, between the federal government, states, and municipalities, untold billions in taxpayer dollars have been spent adding electric buses to transit fleets across the U.S. in an effort to reduce carbon emissions. However, cities from coast to coast are grappling with broken-down e-buses that cannot be fixed, are too expensive to fix, or they've scrapped their electric fleets altogether. In places like Asheville, North Carolina, Denver, Colorado Springs, Philadelphia, Austin, Texas, Phoenix, and all throughout California, electric bus fleets are either mostly not running or not running at all. Many of these bus manufacturers have since gone bankrupt. So when these buses break down, which is common, the cities can no longer obtain parts to repair them. Billions of dollars have been spent to go net zero, and now these buses are simply taking up space in parking lot graveyards. Insurance companies also charge a lot more to insure electric vehicles. My insurance man told me this is the case throughout the insurance industry. Because once people discover they hate these cars, they can't get rid of them without losing substantial amounts of money. So many people deliberately wreck them to at least, hopefully, get their loans paid off. And what, ultimately, is to become of a dud EV? Salvage yards don't want them because they're made of highly toxic materials. The batteries cannot be recycled because they're dangerous and toxic. So far, no one has answered this question. But one more point that must be made here. Say you have an electric vehicle and you're happy with it. You're so pleased to be helping to save the planet. You only drive it to work and home again, plug it in at night, and all is fine. You do understand that the electricity you charge your car with has to come from somewhere, right? That would be your local power station, which runs on natural gas, oil, coal, or nuclear power. So after all this, you're still using those horrible carbon-based commodities. And as the tyrannical push continues for everything to be electric, we've simultaneously limited our energy resources on purpose, making electricity and energy in general much more expensive than it has to be. Many people are getting filthy rich off this climate change scam, but consumers are being taken to the cleaners. So stop believing the lies. Also bear in mind that we need CO2. It's what plants, crops, and trees breathe, and it's what human beings and animals exhale. It's how God designed His creation to operate. You should know that we, human beings, are the carbon the globalists want to eliminate. What does God say about all this? He made it clear in Genesis 8. After the flood, the Lord said, "As long as the earth endures, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night will never cease." That pretty much clears it up. Seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night. We will have cycles in our climate, and these cycles are natural, normal, and God-ordained. And we will have these cycles for as long as the earth endures. As for net zero, that's the whole extent of what we as human beings will get out of this demonic plan of the globalists for the depopulation and tyrannical control of mankind. Through taxation, regulations, restrictions, and shady backroom deals involving dirty money, they will net trillions, while we net zero.
This has been the Truth Commentary with Rob Pugh, publisher of the Wisconsin Christian News. Find us on the internet at wisconsinchristiannews.com. Questions and comments? Email Rob, R-O-B, at wisconsinchristiannews.com.
The views expressed are those of the speaker.